Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
IPVanish protects every device you own. Your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IPVanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Online protection made simple. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio and take control of your privacy with IPVanish.
It's 44 degrees and it's nice and rainy outside. But no one cares about that. It's not about the rain. It's what the rain represents. Life is always giving you a test. Trying to give you a way out. Trying to give you an excuse not to show up. This is my excuse today. But guess what? You gotta have the mentality to show up every fucking day of your life. No matter what life throws at you, it's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life. Prepare for fucking battle. I don't care what you're going through, what life's throwing at you. It's your responsibility to find your new 100%. Take it upon yourself to do that. Stay hard.
Well, you always have to have, and even if it's not so, you have to have, and that's where delusion comes in, because delusion is only delusional when you don't accomplish the goal of making your delusions a reality.
Right.
That's when it's delusional.
If you don't want to live the lifestyle, then release yourself from the desire. There is a path between where you are and the place that you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not prepared to do that walk, still wanting to reach the end of the path is just guaranteeing that you're going to live an unsatisfactory life.
Everything I wanted to do, I did the second I thought about it. Now 47, I am 100% retired, and I still live like I'm not, by choice. Most people don't have a choice. I worked my ass off, and now I have choices. When I went to go speak to you guys, I could have said no like I do to 99% of motherfuckers. I don't need that fucking money. But guess what? It was my choice. Most people have taken that word out of their vocabulary. They got a boss saying, get the fuck up. Come here now. Answer the phone now. Get to these emails now. Everybody goes to that time. But I always knew David Goggins was going to be his own boss. And I am now. And now I say, go fuck yourself. I ain't doing that.
Any person, any human realizes that if you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
It doesn't make sense to continue wanting something if you're not willing to do what it takes to get it.
Mm.
If you don't want to live the lifestyle, then release yourself from the desire. To crave the result, but not the process, is to guarantee disappointment.
Game changer is all encompassing. People look at, oh my God, this guy's a game changer. No, game changer is a very, very big, big topic. It has a lot of things shoved into that. You don't just show up and you're a game changer. You don't show up to game change it, man. It's something that you have to harness, something that you want to be. You have to be that person that has developed a game changer mindset. A person that wants to be the uncommon amongst the uncommon. You are not a game changer. If what I say right now offends you, scares you, makes you like, oh man, I don't know if that's for me. You're not a game changer. A game changer is a motherfucker that says, I've been training my entire life to take the big shot.
I can't catch a break, guys.
Yeah.
Get them the fuck away from me. I can't be around those guys. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't buy it. Because everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a shit ton of bad breaks. But you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it. And I figured out what the fuck I did wrong. And then I went back. It's like, I fucked up everything I've ever done 100 times. There's no other way to do it. And I've had a bunch of shitty breaks. Everybody has. But you got to realize when you have those shitty breaks what that is. It's an opportunity for you to reassess, reboot, get better, figure out another way, find another way through. It's just little challenges.
That Buddha black line where you reach greatness. And I started realizing that's what I can do. I can outwork a motherfucker. I can outwork everybody. That's what it takes. I can't dunk. But over here, everything that I want is over here in this fucking pile of shit. Hard work, dedication, sacrifice. I can do that. I can do that all fucking day long. I can get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I can outwork you. That's where I found greatness over there.
What I've learned is to always keep going. Always. You know, there's been times, particularly early in my career, where it just feels like this is the end. But what I've come to find out is that, you know, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. And so I've really learned to put one foot in front of the other, good, bad, or indifferent, because eventually that storm passes.
What would you do if you weren't afraid? And I love thinking about that when I'm thinking about big life decisions. Like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And it's usually like the big one. The bigger thing.
I'm always there. My mind is always on this. It never shuts off. I can never stop thinking about this game.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
Because only idiots want to be around I can't catch a break guys.
Yeah.
Only the dummies stick around. After a while, even if they're your good friend, you got to be like, bro, you gotta fucking stop.
Everybody wants the view, but no one wants the climb. The people who win love the climb. And the real mountain has no peak. And so the view is always present the whole way up the climb.
When you take that road and you just don't want to just fit in, it's a lonely road. It's a lonely road and you get a lot of haters, man. And like I tell people all the time, man, if I can walk on water, motherfuckers would say because I couldn't swim. Tell you that right the fuck now.
Yeah.
Tell you that right now. And, yeah. And this is a true statement. I used to get so mad, like I said, about this fucking shit, man. But I sat back one day. I was like, you know what? All these people hating on me, man. Like, I have a guy who's trying to write a book saying that I was telling people. And he's a famous author. Like, I'll never drop names, dude. I'm not trying to hurt your business, but you're funny. These people are funny. Keep on talking your shit. I will absorb it and make a mixtape out of your fucking ass like I do.
We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like, your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book?
I was telling people to run until your kidneys got fucked up. That my mentality of running is I was telling people to run into your kidneys got fucked up. The way I think compared to the way he thinks. I never told a motherfucker in my life, I tell you to do better and go as far as you can. I don't tell you to go until you fucking kill yourself, until you get rhabdo. But I will tell you this, Joe, you will never, never in life meet a hater doing better than you.
That's a fact.
Ever. So when I fucking realized that, and Jennifer gets so mad at the lies she hears and this and that, because it comes all through, they spew it.
Yeah.
I told Jennifer that shit, man, stop.
Yeah.
Fucking calm down, bro.
If you actually want to build something that's going to stand the test of time and make you very successful and rich and happy and bring other people with you, it's going to take everything. I fully believe that. I don't think you can half-ass it. I don't think it can be a side project, and I don't think it can be something that's just 3 hours a day. I think you've got to go fully into it. to become like high level achiever, like actually a winner.
When you start taking responsibility for your actions, you start to find the belief in what you're doing, the passion behind it. You create value in what you're doing. There's no longer mundane tasks. Everything has a purpose and an end state. There's a direction to a designation. If you don't like the designation you're going to, well, you can't change that overnight. You cannot change it overnight. But you can change the direction overnight. So if you are looking at your life right now, and what you do every single day, and it's a one-way street to hell with no return.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
IPVanish protects every device you own. Your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IPVanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Online protection made simple. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio and take control of your privacy with IPVanish.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for 5 different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Burn. That's not so fucking appealing to me, man. I don't want to be part of that. So get off that fucking beaten path society says is so right. Believe in yourself and what you're doing, man. Say, fuck that. Now, that is going into nowhere. I don't want to be nowhere. I want to ensure that I am some value to somebody.
So if I say, is there a version of yourself that's better than you are right now? And most people, hopefully, would say yes. It's like, great, accept that person. And I think that, to me, when we talk about the authenticity, accepting yourself is accepting the ideal that we can live up to. And that is what we accept, not the shitty version of that we are today. And I think that marries both sides of the argument.
A lot of people say, don't be like him, like me. And I get it. And you say, was it worth it? It was worth it. I'm going to challenge these people who say, man, that's a little too much. It is, which is why most of my message is for everybody. When it comes down to the uncommon amongst the uncommon, it is only for 0.00000001%. And these are the people who want to be the uncommon amongst the uncommon. I'm talking about Grover. Michael Jordan is in that category. It's those people who realize what they want, and beyond all things, I'm going to achieve it.
Understand that it is you who is responsible for being in the position that you're in.
You're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it. It sucks to wake up every morning of your life and say, God, man, I'm not smart. So guess what I gotta do? I gotta study the same shit that I got one of the highest scores in the nation on, and do it again, do it again, do it again. It's not just there. It's not just there permanently for me. So yeah, it's all stick. It's all stick. The only carrot you have is like, maybe. Maybe, because whenever I take these tests that are real hard, in the back of my brain, it's like, it's a good chance you're not going to make it, Goggins.
You chase things that you can't catch. You don't chase things that belong to you.
Yeah.
Right? So people chase happiness because they think that that's what they need, when in reality, happiness is just a byproduct of becoming the best version of yourself. So instead of chasing the emotion, become the type of person that is experiencing that emotion.
It's going to be the hardest thing you ever did. It's going to take fucking a long ass time. It's probably going to take 3 or 4 times as long as you think it's going to take. Along the way, you're going to lose all your fucking friends. You're probably going to lose some significant others too along that way. You're going to get made fun of. You're going to get bullied. You're going to get harassed. You're going to get attacked on the internet daily. All right. You're going to struggle. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to owe people money. You're going to fuck up your bank account. There's going to be multiple fucking days where you don't think that you're going to make it. And those days sometimes last for months. There's going to be, nobody's going to relate to you. No one's going to understand why you're doing it. Everybody's going to question it. You're going to have to answer it every single time, and it's going to piss you off. And bro, this is the life that you're choosing. Like, you're choosing it. And then you can, so you can't be surprised that it's hard. This is what the fuck you're signing up for. And anybody out there that says any of that shit ain't true, I can promise you they ain't built anything. They haven't built anything.
Get back to fucking work. It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the fucking noise. Get back to the fucking mental lab, because that's where the knowledge came from. So for me, I must cap myself so I can come back with better, more unique knowledge versus the all that cookie cutter knowledge that's out there. That's why people buy the books I have, because it's not cookie cutter.
There's some hard things that have happened to me that will never happen to you. And we all have a choice to make. We all get to choose. What hard are we going to have? Are we going to have the hard of creating and becoming and being a great example for everybody else, honoring the people who came before us and setting a great example for the people coming after us? Or are we going to cruise? Or are we going to coast? Or are we just going to be another poor little me, another drag on society? Another person that dies with all the hopes and dreams and amazing ideas that could have helped people while you were here, who says at the end of their life, I could have, I should have, I wish I had? Or are you going to be the person that says at the end of their life, I fucking didn't?
Go do something. Do the best thing that you can think of. Put the best plan you have into practice. It's not going to be perfect, and it will change along the way. But it will change partly because you become disciplined pursuing the path. And as you become disciplined, you become wiser. And as you become wiser, you become able to formulate better and better plans. So you can start vaguely and confused and develop a plan that's not so great. And you start to implement it. And then you accrue incremental wisdom as you implement your flawed plan. And that enables you to fix the plan. And so that's part of that process of incremental self-improvement as well.
And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that the dragons are going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. But you become so much more equipped to slay them back. And you have so many more allies. You have people in the stands cheering for you. You have the audience. You have all of these other things that are behind you. But in the beginning, it's just you with a stick against a bear. And arguably, that fight is a harder fight to win than beating a dragon when you have a nuclear bomb and 6 nations behind you. And so it's not even like the size of the hardship. It's just also the resources and how few of them you have, and how so much of the beginning is literally burning the one thing you have, which is time, because you have no leverage. You don't have the money to pay other people to help you. You don't have the resources to go like get someone no one can learn it for you. It's like there's a lot of the things that we care about a lot. Like, no one can work out for you. Doesn't matter how much money you have. No one can learn skills for you.
So if you're subconsciously telling yourself, I'm a lazy person, or I'm the kind of person that kind of gives up, I've got no work ethic, that gives up easily, then you will always show up lazy. You will always show up and give up when things get a little tough. If you start saying that my identity is that I'm going to be a disciplined human, I'm going to be a disciplined woman, I'm going to be a disciplined man. Once you take on that identity, now you have to do the things that discipline requires. And discipline doesn't care if you're tired. You're tired? Do it anyway, right? Discipline says, oh, you don't feel good. Well, do it anyway. Discipline says, it's raining outside and it's cold and it's windy. Do it anyway. It becomes the identity.
I do not like procrastination. You need to get things done.
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are.
This ain't you, the real you, bro. Study all you want to, but the second that
fucking computer comes on with 150 questions? This ain't you, man. And somehow, it comes back, I passed. Passed again. But that real me back here every fucking time is saying, that ain't you, bro. That ain't you. And I have to outwork that voice. When I'm taking that test and I get to a question, I don't fucking know the answer. I'm like, fuck, man. And then say, I told you, man, that ain't you. You're 300 pounds, man. You sit at home, you figure out how to do your hair. That's what you do. How to come to school with the reverse baldness when you're 16. That's you. So there is no get out of jail free card. This is why I say stay hard. Because when you weren't given the gifts, the only thing you can do in life is stay hard.
And so in the early days, like, it feels so painful because you're like, you look around to see who can help you, and then you're like, fuck, it's me again. And I think getting comfortable with the idea that each of these things, kind of like Slumdog Millionaire, if you've seen that movie where he, I'll give you the TLDR, he goes through his entire life of randomness, and he gets on the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire version in India, and it has 12 questions to make $1 million. And from only 12 random experiences in his life that seemed meaningless at the time, was he able to answer all of the questions and then ultimately win. The skills that you develop along the way, like Steve Jobs learning calligraphy that then became Apple fonts that, you know, transformed how we type. Those early days, that little trench winning in the weeds, oftentimes gives you these huge advantages later on because you have more context than anyone else. And so rather than lament them and hate the fact that you're going through it,
if it was 3 o'clock in the morning, it started raining outside, my mind said, you got to go.
Get up and go run.
You have to, because I was fighting this other person.
So you essentially tried to do everything you didn't want to do.
That's all it was, period, yeah. Dot. Everything I didn't want to do is what got me to where I'm at today.
Interesting.
Every single thing. So where we find comfort, that's where I started getting scared.
Yeah.
When I started saying, oh, it's raining, I'm not going out there. No, you cannot say that. You cannot do that. You have got to do this. Mm-hmm. The other, so whatever my brain thought, I did the opposite. Mm-hmm. Wherever the comfort was, I went the opposite direction. And over a period of time, boy, it calluses the shit out of your mind. Mm-hmm. You start to really develop a whole nother being.
The shortcomings that everyone complains about and uses excuses why they haven't achieved something, you use as an opportunity of greatness to override some third party subjective nature, environments or weather conditions, and stay true to the path. That's literally learning how to dance in the rain and not waiting for the storm to pass. That's a good life. That's a life that's gonna grow no matter what you plant in that soil, because it's fertile. Life begins now. The only thing in life that we don't have an abundant resources of is time. And this winter, I challenge you, don't let that time slip away. Use the time we have to make the most of it, because who knows how many more we have. The natural life expectancy could be whatever, but who knows, maybe some asshole drunk driver runs to a red light, hits you tomorrow, and that's all the time you got. You don't know that. But you do know, you got that right there in front of you. It's your choice from then on.
There's no magic pill or a magic potion. All you can do is outwork the man that God created, or woman, in you. And what that looks like is unfun. That's why I said, do not do a documentary on me. Because people will not see the truth. They will see what they want to see. I don't want to live like that. Good. And you will live exactly the way you live now. Questioning who you are. Wondering what is possible. Wondering what you are capable of doing. That's how that looks. Or you can be me, which, am I happy? I don't know. Never really thought about it. Don't really care about it. Because all I really cared about was when I looked in that fucking mirror, I saw a piece of shit. Happiness wasn't on the mirror at 16. Or I was 300 pounds. It wasn't like, oh my, I'm looking for happiness. No, I'm looking to look at myself in the mirror and say, all right, motherfucker, you did it again today.
You don't have time to say you're sorry and make it right. Now it's over with. That day comes. It's like studying for a test. That day is going to be tested. Do you pass or fail? It's a huge accountability of today. Just like I tell you guys, you know, if you want to get in shape and stuff, you need an end state goal. You need a marathon you're running in 90 days, a competition or something that makes today accountable.
IPVanish protects every device you own, your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IPVanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Online protection made simple. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio and take control of your privacy with IPVanish. IPVanish protects every device you own, your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IPVanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Online protection made simple. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio and take control of your privacy with IPVanish.